connecting from my Apple Watch to my phone.
Okay.
So if by chance we get disconnected, please. Yeah, so there it is. I don't think I can do it.
Hi, am I speaking with Trudy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Trudy. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you.
Very good, very good. It's a pleasure to meet you, and happy Thursday to kind of start things off here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have Hawaii Property Care show up on the front page?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, she brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you. We do have a special price that I can give to you today, but before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
So we haven't gone into a lot of the details there. I understand how it works on the Google page. We haven't got to the stage, in all fairness to her, that where we've talked about how it's going to work, what I need to supply to you, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, I'd be happy to go over all that information with you. Now, Trudy, the services that we start off is the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, but we do offer the services with a two-month verbal agreement. However, there are no long-term contracts that we ask you to sign or anything long-term whatsoever. It strictly makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but the only way we're going to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first two-month time frame. But the services that we qualified you for, it's everything inside of our Platinum package. It does hold all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Normally, it has the website that's created, but I see here that you already have one that's built, HawaiiPropertyCare.com. Is this one yours?
Yeah.
Beautiful website. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. So now, since we wouldn't have to build you a website, what I'd be able to do for you is implement a pretty heavy discount for you from what we originally charged. Now, normally, for everything inside of our Platinum package, when the website's being created, the original pricing, it normally runs at $599 with a $299 programming fee. Normally, it's not a cheap service, but I'm able to make it very affordable for you today, Trudy. Today, we're able to waive the programming fee entirely, and I'd be reducing the cost all the way down to just $249 flat. Implementing a bit over a 50% discount for you, but that's also on top of waiving this entire setup fee, and that's out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point or surcharges, and like I said, the setup fee would be waived entirely.
Okay, now, and so that's a verbal agreement for 2 months, right? And would the price change after that 2 months?
Great question. So
or
the pricing... the pricing will never change on you. So that's a locked-in discounted rate, even though moving forward on the third month after the two-month verbal agreement, it would still remain $249. It would never go up or change on you. Okay. Now,
okay.
But all of the – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, all of the program details that that price comes included is still going to be everything inside of our Platinum package. So it includes complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map found as a top recommended option inside of your local area, but this way calls could come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, what we would also be doing for you is placing your company on the front page of Bing as well. Bing, I'm sure you've heard of it. It's owned by Microsoft, the second largest search engine that consumers use next to Google. And then we would also be helping your company's we'd be helping the company's ranking by placing it on 60 directories. Now, these are directories that Google has their web bots go out and index the internet on a day-to-day basis and help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on, for example, the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then so your consumers would have something to land on, we would attach your website to all of those listings. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down, Google, Bing, or the directory submissions, they'd be able to pull your website up from the platform they're doing that search from and, of course, contact you directly. And then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones. And their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Now also,
okay.
Trudy.
So you do all of the optimization then, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All of the, and we also get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody would go online to type in any keywords related to a service that you're offering, whether it be like property care, property management, landscaping services, landscape design, you know, you would be found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google when those keywords or phrases are typed into the search bar. Okay. Now I do have a question for you though. After hearing the discounted rate of 249, I know it would vary, of course, depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, but how many clients do you think we would need to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
So I'll be honest, I just went through this with Angie's list yesterday. So good timing on your part because I'm actually trying to put together. I mean, we have clients right now. But we're looking to, I was explaining to Tara that we're looking to expand and bring on another crew.
So we have
very good referrals and very high ratings. We do stuff at some of the high-end resorts that are there. So we want to balance, though, because not everybody can afford the high-end resort. We don't charge anybody different. So same price for everyone, regardless of whether you have a house or a high-end resort. We charge by the job and or by hour.
Okay.
So having said that, if I was looking at, I think we figured it out yesterday, so it was $249 a month. If I were to generate, I probably need, we're probably talking at about 12 clients.
Okay, and that's for any of the services.
Yeah, because we go by the hour, what we do is we charge, in general, it's anywhere from like an hour weekly service or 2 hours. Sometimes they have special projects, but we're really looking for the ongoing maintenance for a repeat business.
Makes sense.
Even if it were like a $300 job, we're looking at, you know, a cost rate of about $20 per customer that we sign on. So that would be about 12 a month.
Absolutely. Okay. And that makes sense. And that's realistic and absolutely doable, amongst others, of course. But there's the reason why I did ask that question is because I did type in, well, the area that I typed it in was the zip code of 96740, but I also typed it into just a 20 mile radius outside of the local area to see how many searches were conducted in the outside surrounding areas. Now, right here, for property maintenance in the last 30 days, it's been searched just actually over 1,000 times. It shows me 1,002. Now, Trudy, I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls towards your company. That's not realistic whatsoever.
No.
I want to clarify that with you first. Uh-huh. But the goal for us over here, it is to place your company in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done. And the goal is to help you get that 12 or more clients that you're looking for. And the way that we would go about helping you with that is we go into each individual area where the searches are being conducted from, program your company in those areas where those searches are being conducted from to begin with, and that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company once we get you in front of those audiences that are looking for the services. But also, I mean, once we get the we found out is when the calls come directly to you by consumers that are already out there looking for the services that you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. But I mean, realistically, as well as worst case scenario, if we brought you even 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. And like I said, what we found out is when the calls are coming directly to you, there's a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving you that phone call. And then also, we offer targeted marketing. So the we know that home base for you is in the zip code of 96740, but when it comes to servicing your clients, you stay pretty local for the most part, or does that really just depend on the job?
So I can give you the postal code area. So I was explaining to Tara, we're on the Big Island of Hawaii, so it's an island. So it kind of comes in pockets, and we do have a live volcano, so we have a lot of lava. I would give you the exact postal codes that we would service because the whole island is a lot of them that just use 96740. But you can become more specific. So you might get like, you know, a 96740 postal code, you might get that there's 10,000 people in that area, but really a lot of them are vacation rentals and condos, so there might only be 3,000 homes, or places of business kind of thing, right? Okay. I could be very specific with you and give you those postal code areas.
Yeah, do you have those offhand?
Let me look.
Well, if not, I mean, it's
yes,
cool. I mean, okay.
I was going to say my next stage would be, what do you need from me? What would I have to do to put this together?
Oh, in order to get everything going, to get you promoted on Google, to get this thing started?
Yeah.
Well, what I would have to do here is just verify information in regards to the company to make sure that we do have everything accurate here, so we make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page. So I would need about another 5 to 6 minutes of your time. Okay, so I'll go ahead and verify that information right now. Now, for the front page of Google, Trudy, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the business. The number that we've been speaking on, the 808-494-2247, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay. And
so I'm just on Google right now. Sorry, I'm on Google right now, and I understand she was talking about the map and how it comes up, but I think you show more than one. I'm seeing three here right now, correct?
Correct,
and if I
get
some more businesses, it actually gives me a list of probably, on the front page, probably gives me a list of 10 or something.
Yeah, 10 to 15 different more clients when you reach more places, mm-hmm. when you click on that link.
Yeah. Okay. So are you saying that when I would come up first,
So we get you found as a top recommended option. Now, the goal is to get you found within that top three, of course. But obviously, there's other services that we have to do with the programming that Google looks for. They have their web crawlers that go out and index the internet. So, like I said, that's why we ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, because one of those sections to get you found can take up to 30 to 45 business days, depending on how long it's taking Google to have their web crawlers go out and do the searches for the internet. But also, it takes us doing the programming as well. So you're going to see exposure within the very first month, but to see the program fully pop and to come to full fruition, if you give it that 30 to 45 day mark, you're going to be very happy with the services, but that's why we asked for the 2-month verbal agreement to start off with.
Okay.
Now, we do have to get you PIN verified. As you notice, there's little red dots that fall inside of the map showcasing the areas where the businesses are located in. Now, I found, excuse me if I slay this, but I found the address as a 73-1380 Humo Street.
So where did you find that, just out of curiosity?
This is actually on Home Advisor listing that I found out there for you. This is the information.
Okay, that makes sense. So, because what we have is we have a place of business address, and then we actually have our yard. So I would prefer, so on Google right now, we didn't have an actual address coming up. So I can give you the address that I would like for it to be registered to.
Yeah, of course.
So it is, go here. It is 5737.
Okay.
Kuakini, K-U-A-K-I-N-I.
Okay.
Highway. And that's Suite 202.
Suite 202, okay.
And it's in the same city, Kailua Kona. It's in Hawaii, and the postal code is 96740. Now, will you ever mail me anything?
Yeah, so that's why we do ask for this, the address. It's going to be hidden from the public, but the address, what it's going to do is it's going to, it's a postcard size envelope that comes straight from Google's headquarters, and it has a 5 to 7 PIN verification code on the back of it. When you receive that, it takes about 5 to 7 business days for you to receive it. But when you do receive it, we ask that you call in with that so we can activate the listing.
So we've already done all of that with Google.
Oh, you already? Okay.
We got the PIN numbers, and they sent the postcard to the house.
Oh, perfect. And that will actually expedite the process. Okay, perfect. Okay, all righty. All right, and then also...
Challenge being...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So the the challenge that we ran into with Google is that they said that they sent it. It was never received. So then the address that you're seeing is actually my yard where we have all the equipment and everything, whereas the other one is like a business office. And so we just had them send it there. So I was asking about the address because if it's something you're going to display to the end customer, then I would use the Kuakini Highway. If it's something that you're going to mail to me, then it's fine to use the EHMOA.
Okay, yeah. This is going to be coming straight to you. So we can use the EHMOA?
Okay. Yes. But okay. My concern is that when you put that in there, it's going to show the red dot on the map as being my home, right?
Yeah, but we can – no. The red dot showcases the area that the business is located in. But if it's your exact address, we don't showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we do is we draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers that are calling you know the area you're coming to service them from, but they don't know directions exactly to where you live, of course.
Okay, because we have all of our equipment at our yard, and we do everything out of the office. So it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you want to use the red dot, you can go ahead and, like, with the location symbol, you can go ahead and do that. And you can put it, like, I'm just looking. Yeah. So they actually have, I don't know if that's their home or what it is, but I prefer not to have my home address out there only because that's where all my equipment is being stored as well.
I hear you. And like I said, we don't want folks knocking on your door for services or knowing where you live either. That's why we're always going to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
We just need it so we can send you over that information. But if you already got that sent over to you from Google already, then like I said, we wouldn't need to, that wouldn't really be relevant. Okay.
And then also,
Trudy, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Belenko, B-E-L-A-N-C-O.
B-E-L-A-N-C-O?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And then what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
So hpc@hawaiipropertycare.com.
Perfect. All right, hpc@hawaiipropertycare.com. Wonderful. And then what are your hours of operation for the business?
Anywhere from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
8 to 7, perfect. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards?
Yep.
Perfect, all forms. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for your business? Like, did you have social media-wise, like Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
Yeah, we do have Facebook. My apologies, I should know if I have an Instagram. I can't remember because we were setting everything all up at once. I'll look at that while we're chatting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. I mean, if you can't find it, our technicians will be able to find it as well. I just like to make sure if it's something that you want help with, we can help you with that as well. Okay, but if you already have them built, then it's something that we don't have to help you with. We can help promote them for you, though. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you.
So, yes, I do.
you got one? Okay, perfect.
Sorry, yes, I do. Yeah.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that. And then also what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. Inside of the email, you're going to have two forms of contact. You're going to notice the first one will be client support's number, but if you scroll down to the end of the email, you're going to notice my phone number that's located with my extension as well. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you can reach a live agent each and every time. You'll bypass the automated services and the call centers. Okay, so give me one sec here. I just sent that off to you, and it shows me that the email sent over to you successfully. And then the last thing that we would need to do, Trudy, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing at the $249, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
Probably my credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
I believe, give me one quick second, I'm just going to check.
Yeah, take your time.
Sorry, I have businesses in Canada and the United States, so I just need to look at the card to figure out which one I'm going to give you.
Understood.
Okay, so I'm going to say it probably has my Canadian address on it and my name. So it is under Gertrude, G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E.
I'm sorry, one more time. G-E-R-T-R-U-D?
G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E.
Oh, D-E, Gertrude. I'm sorry. But okay.
A. Belenko.
Okay.
And the number is 4900-7700-1000-6204.
And the expiration month and year?
05/26.
And the little code that's on the back?
939.
And is that card connected to the 7313 80 Humo? Humoe?
I don't believe so. I believe it's connected to my address in Canada, which is 2 Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S Street, Unit A. The city is Burford, B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Province is Ontario. And the postal code is Nancy Zero Edward, 1 Nancy Zero.
All right, so Nancy, N-O-E, 1 N-O?
Sorry, N-0-E, 1 A-O.
Oh, 1 A-O.
Sorry, that was my fault. We just moved.
Oh, no, it's okay. Give me one second
and
here.
This is the other place in 22 years, so I always want to give that postal code.
I hear you. How was the move from Canada to Hawaii?
We love it. We aren't able to be there full time yet until the E2 visa goes through, so that's why we have my son-in-law as the operations manager running the company, and we can just go back and forth until it becomes full time.
Oh, gotcha.
We also have two businesses here, so we're not quite ready to be there full time. These ones here pretty much run on their own, but.
Well, say that one more time. I'm sorry, you kind of cut out on the last part.
Oh, I said that we have two businesses here in Canada that we run as well. And so we're going back and forth between the two.
Oh, understood. Gotcha. All right. All right, I got to update the Canadian address. Just give me one second here. And you said it was Burford Street, B-U-R-F-O-R-D, right?
So it's 2 Jarvis Street.
Uh-huh.
Unit A. The town is called Burford. The province, which is similar to your state, is called Ontario.
Gotcha.
And then the postal code is Nancy 0 Edward 1 Apple 0.
1 Apple 0. All right, 2 Jarvis Street. Perfect. All right, give me one more second here. I'm just updating the billing information, and then I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Okay, it's about 90 seconds long, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. It also outlined the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Hawaii Property Care.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Trudy Blanco, member.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So, like, if I'm using Angie or whatever?
Yeah, well, we know what you're doing right now, but if you do anything like additional to make sure that it doesn't hurt your online ranking, we just want to make sure that you let us know before doing anything additional. We're not saying you can't, but if anything additional is like, if somebody puts like the wrong information in, you know, that's a different company that we put in, it could hurt your ranking on the front page of Google, and that can move you down on the list. So we just don't want that happening.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yes.
Okay, understood. And then also, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result, give me one second here. My computer just froze on me. Okay, perfect. I'm sorry about that. Now it says, as a result of increased visibility, please be involved at, important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Trudy, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? That's the part we got disconnected on.
Oh, I just answered that, yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date, that is June 2nd, 2022. It will be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the second month term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the second, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, Trudy, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are going to be running the 249. As soon as that confirmation does go through, I will give you that confirmation. Just give me one second here. While I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview as well. The client interview, that's when you actually sit down with the certifications that appear in Google, and they're going to be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course.
Okay.
Okay, so give me one second here.
Will that happen today or?
Well, that's what I'm looking at right now. Why wait for that confirmation? Just give me two more seconds here. I'm just putting the finishing touches on your package here. Okay, so today I would not be able to get you in only because we have one agent that's out on vacation and the other two are booked out for the rest of the day, but we are open tomorrow and I do have pretty much all day available. I know Hawaii is 3 hours behind right now. It's about 7:51 in Hawaii, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how would you like your client interview tomorrow? Well, the morning is... How would you like... Would you be able to do it at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Which time?
Hawaii time.
That would be 2 o'clock. No, I can't. Okay. So I'm actually in Canada, so I don't know if you have, like, whoever's calling me is in a different time zone or...
Oh, yeah, we're in California, and we're in California, Costa
okay.
Mesa. So what's the time right now where you're at in Canada?
We're 1:52 p.m. So you're 3 hours behind us?
Mm. Yeah, so it's 10:52 right now.
Well,
yeah, we're approaching 11 o'clock.
So
how would... Well, I can do 4 o'clock or later, your time.
So earlier is better for me. So let me see.
The earliest time that I do have available tomorrow, well, the earliest time that I have available tomorrow, if you're in Canada, would be 1 in the afternoon, only because we start at 7 a.m., but our 7 or 8 o'clock are all booked up.
Okay. Okay, let's do it for 4 o'clock my time then.
4 o'clock. Okay, give me one moment.
Uh-huh. And so none of this is going to be live till after the interview, right?
Correct, yes. We need to gather all the correct information from you. That way we make sure that we're representing you properly, of course.
Okay, and so if we did this tomorrow, when would it go live?
Well, like I said, one section can take up to 30 to 45 business days, but we get you linked into all the directories submissions within 5 to 7 business days. The front page of Bing takes 7 to 14 business days. The ads that we run for you, those take up to 7 to 14 business days as well. And then also we program you to show up into all the mobile devices, iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and that takes about 7 to 10 business days as well. So you're going to start seeing exposure within the very first month because of the other services that we provide for you, along with attaching your website to all those directory submissions and the front page of Bing. So you're going to see exposure within the very first month, but you're going to see the program really pop and come to full fruition after the 30 or 45 day mark. That's why we asked for a 2-month verbal agreement, because by that time all the program is complete and done and you're going to be very happy with the services.
Okay. So I don't mind, but just so that you have an understanding of where I'm coming from. So I do business consulting and I work with small business enterprise centers all across Canada, et cetera. So the reason I ask is because the average person is going to sit here and go, wait a second, you're charging me today, but I'm not going to get anything online for at least 2 weeks and full exposure 30 to 45 days out. So I've paid for services when I'm really not being marketed for 45 days.
Well, let me see if I can do something for you, Trudy, in order to compensate for what you just told me. Now, let me see if I can get the approval to maybe push your next billing date out for a week. I'm not sure if I can, but I do have to get the approval from my supervisor to see if I can do that for you. So instead of...
I'm sharing that with you because that would be what I would say to my clients. You understand, you're paying, you know, $500, and you might actually have 15 days worth of exposure.
Of course.
Before that 2 months is up, right? So That's concerning.
What if,
and I don't mind paying for advertising, but if I'm not going to get advertised for 45 days, that's concerning.
I hear you. Okay, well, what if I'm able to push your next billing date out for a week? So instead of paying on the 2nd of the oncoming month, you would pay on the 7th. What if I'm able to get the approval on that? Would I be able to, if I can get the approval?
It's fine. I'm going to go ahead with it anyway, but I think it's something that you need to consider that, you know, the client's paying for a service and it's not really up to them to control how quickly you can get this done. So they're paying for a service that they're not going to speak for 45 days is my point.
I hear you. Well, normally our clients do see exposure because we do provide you with a tracking and a porting system. Obviously, we need to get all the information from you during this client interview in order to be able to start getting stuff on this tracking system. So you can see, I said, you can see exposure within the first month because you're going to get a username and a password that's provided for you where you can log in and see everything that we're doing for you. So you might, like I said, you might start seeing exposure within that first month, but we do ask that for that 2-month verbal agreement because by that time all the programming is done. And like I said, you're going to be very happy with the services, Trudy. I can definitely tell you that.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and try it, but I have to be honest, as a consultant, if someone was asking me, I probably wouldn't suggest this right away because I'm a little bit different in the sense that I've already got a Yelp account that's been verified. I've got a Google account that's been verified. I've got my own website. I've got Facebook. I've got Instagram. So I'm light years ahead, and I've got the tags, and I've been working on the content on my website with the meta tags that you guys are going to use and Google's going to recognize. And we're developing blogs so that, you know, that will also be picked up through Google with some of the keywords, et cetera. But, you know, for an average company that is providing lawn care service, they're not going to have any of that. And the reason I have it is because I've done consulting for years, setting up new companies. So I share that with you because from a business standpoint, I could see why someone would go, wait a second, I've done this for 2 months and I've got, maybe 8 or 10 calls, because it's really only the last 15 days that they're truly getting the full exposure if they have everything else in line.
I hear you. Well, Trudy, thank you for sharing that. And like I said, I'll bring that up to my supervisor that's on the floor after the phone call is complete and, you know, see what we can do for our future clients, because that is a concern for me as well now. Okay, but but right now you are going to be getting an invoice via transaction showing you that $249 came out of your account. And then also just give me 2 more seconds here while I wait for that confirmation. Okay, and I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and you are going to be getting an invoice emailed over to you momentarily if it hasn't been sent to you already, showing you that $249 came out of your account. And through that invoice, I can provide you with your username for the client dashboard. So are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Trudy?
Yes. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time. And then I'm also going to be, while I wait for you to do that, I'm going to be sending you over the client, email showing you the time the client interview is taking place tomorrow. Okay. It's going to be 4:00 your time. Give me 2 more seconds where I get that sent over to you as well. And then to verify the number that they're going to be contacting you tomorrow on, I always like to be thorough with this. It's 808-494-2247.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And then, all right, you are. Oh, one more thing.
So what would you like me to do? Click here to accept the subscription terms?
Please, yes, right there. And then once you click on that, that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. And then that's going to show you a list of the services that are included within the package. And if you scroll all the way down for me towards the bottom, you see where it says cancellation and refunds?
Yeah.
Okay, so that little box that's right underneath that little checkbox, I would need you to check it. It says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card and all the information is true and accurate, or accurate and true. And then you would click that little box for me, and then right below that you would sign your name. You would sign your full name, or as it's seen above, and then once you confirm the signature, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. Let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, signature does not match. Okay, so I can put it in as Trudy. I thought you wanted the signature that's on the card.
Well, it's I changed the I'm changing it in the settings right now to Gertrude right now, but so it accepts it right now. You can sign Trudy Belenko, and then that way it will accept it. But anything that we need to send you additional will have Gertrude on it.
Okay.
Now,
right, so my username.
Yes, so the username is going to be your phone number, 808 area code 494-2247. And then the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow by my client interview agent. And then once you disconnect with my agent tomorrow, they give you the option of customizing the username and the password to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. But that password will be created for you tomorrow and given to you during the client interview.
Okay.
So they'll walk you through on how to get into this page tomorrow that you're on right now, so you can kind of exit out everything right now until the client interview takes place tomorrow. Like I said, they'll walk you through on getting back to that page so you can get into your client dashboard. But other than that, Trudy, I do have all of the information that we do need on our end to get the phone call coming tomorrow to you. But before we disconnect and my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
So I'm sure that your agent's going to go through it with me tomorrow, but just to kind of prep for what is there, will they be putting, like what information will they need from me to have prepped?
They're going to go over the keyword content with you, and then they're going to be going over the keyword content, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in. So if you have those four zip codes that you want to service in ready, that will speed up expedite the process a little bit as well. But it's just a phone interview. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just like general knowledge questions in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page. Okay. Go ahead.
So the tags, is it predisposed categories that you put me in, or can I choose my own tags?
You can choose your own. We don't put you in. Like, that's why we go over everything with you during the client interview. It's geared and tailored towards the needs and wants of since it's your company.
Okay.
And Trudy, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, we do want to make sure that this is working for you. So you do have our contact information. I sent that over to you previously in the phone call. So like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want anything changed or adjusted, you can make sure you call into us so we can make those changes or get anything addressed for you as needed. Okay?
Okay. All right. Super.
All right, Trudy. Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate your business, and you have a lovely rest of your day and enjoy your weekend ahead of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.